Interview with Christy. Christy, there's absolutely no secret to how I eat. It's just when you're hungry, you eat. When I'm out with my friends, it's a social experience for me. So I'm eating and talking, eating and talking. I'm not really concentrating on the food or how much I've had. It's just my body tells me when I'm not hungry anymore. As far as eating slow, when you're out with your friends, you're enjoying the moment. You're enjoying the experience. It's a little different than maybe if you're grabbing a quick lunch at work and you only have 5 minutes to scarf something down. But in general, that's not how I do things. Chantel, do you have any tips for me? Everyone who knows me, they know I talk fast. I do everything fast. It's very, very hard for me. I would say the one thing that really does help me is literally to take my timer on my iPhone and go, okay, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to take 15 minutes because I literally can eat in about 3 minutes. Christy, I mean, honestly, Chantel, I think that might be a good behavioral way to kind of train yourself to start eating slower. But really, if you're enjoying the food and enjoying the experience and enjoying your company, I think naturally you'll just start to eat slower. You have to savor those moments that you have with your friends and your family. When you have family dinner and you're sitting around, you're talking to Kyle, you're talking to Ryan, you're enjoying that. You're not necessarily thinking about how fast you're shoveling it in. You have to calm down and relax. Chantel, well, one thing that does help me is if I do have an appetizer. If I order a cup of soup or a side salad or something to have in the beginning, because then I eat that, and then I've got to wait another 10 or 15 minutes. Then by the time the food comes, I'm not crazy. Sometimes having an appetizer does help things. Christy, you know what though? Sometimes, and I don't think I've ever mentioned this to you before, but sometimes I'll go out for a late dinner, like 8, 8:30 or 9 p.m. even. I can't wait that long for dinner. So before I leave my house, I have a couple of almonds or something like that. It's like a little healthy snack, not a candy bar. Chantel, in my book, I talk about the enjoyment scale. I want to make sure that whatever I'm eating is a 4 or 5 on the enjoyment scale. Christy, what do you do? Christy, again, it's not rocket science. It depends on what I feel that day. I have my favorite restaurant in Virginia Beach. It's an Italian restaurant. 9 times out of 10, I go there. Chantel, which one is it? Christy, Il Giardino down at the waterfront. Chantel, okay. Christy, well, you know, when I'm feeling like I'm starving and I'm really hungry, then I get a giant bowl of penne pasta with marinara sauce and I throw a ton of cheese on it. I eat a ton of bread. I drink a ton of wine and then I'm happy. But every time I go there, though, that's not what I want. Sometimes I want salmon and zucchini noodles. It really depends, again, on how busy I've been that day, what I've eaten, if I'm hungry. I just kind of listen to my body and I decide what my meal's going to be. Chantel, you don't always get the pasta, do you? Christy, right. Also, you have to remember, 90% of the time, I'm a really clean, healthy eater. So pasta would be a cheat meal for me if I was to think like that. I'm never going to get a hamburger and fries. Chantel, well, here's a perfect example. Today we went to a pizza place and I went with a friend of mine. She ordered the salad and then she ate the salad. I didn't. I had a couple of slices of the pizza. I ordered a small pizza, had a couple of slices and had a bunch left over. She said, can I have some of your pizza? I ordered this salad and it didn't satisfy me. I really wanted the pizza. I should have ordered the pizza. Now instead, she ate the salad, which she didn't want. Then she ended up eating my leftover pizza instead of just eating the 2 slices of pizza because she was never satisfied with the salad that she got. Figure out what you really, really, really want. Christy, if I want the pasta at all, I get the pasta. If I feel like, oh, it's a pasta day, then I'm getting the pasta because why wouldn't I? I don't go to Il Giardino every day. It's one of these things, again, when food is an experience for me and I'm enjoying every bite of my pasta. I don't necessarily finish the bowl of pasta, and that's something you and I have talked about before. You saw me at lunch the other day for your birthday lunch. I had a bowl of soup and I barely ate it because I wasn't as hungry as everybody else who was finishing it up. Just because you get the pasta, you still listen to your body. You don't stuff yourself just because it's there and it's in front of you. Chantel, well, okay, let's just talk about this for a second because it's really important. I just saw a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in, I don't know, maybe a good year, okay? We were going to lunch. She literally had gained about 80 pounds in this 1 year period. Christy, wow. Chantel, I talked to her. I said, well, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm really happy. I'm doing the keto diet right now. Christy, it's not working. Chantel, here's what I'm trying to say with that. I agree with you, Christy. Whatever you are truly wanting to eat, you have to eat that food. It's never, I'm going to deprive myself of this. I'm going to deprive myself of that. I'm going to eat that food. I'm going to eat it in small portions. I'm going to eat it slowly, and I'm going to eat it until I'm comfortably full. Have you ever eaten more than 2 slices of pizza in your entire life? Christy, I mean, no. Chantel, yeah. Christy, not even in Italy, with Italian pizza in Rome, I don't think I had more than 2 slices. Chantel. Yeah, but in general, I've noticed that people who are thin don't have an issue with food. They just don't deprive themselves of what they want. If they want it, they eat it, and they eat it in just small portions. Because like I said with her, she was like, oh yeah, I'm really happy about the keto diet. I'm thinking to myself, this is what's going on with you. She just kept going on all these diets. Then as soon as she got off, she was eating twice as much as she was before. In literally over a year, she's now gained 80 pounds from all these crazy diets she's doing. Christy, just because food is in front of you does not mean that you have to eat it is the answer to that question. If you're not hungry, don't eat. Does your kitchen close at 6:30 so you can't go into your kitchen and get a sandwich at 7:30 when you're hungry? Chantel, I have the best story about you. Christy, uh-oh, I'm nervous. No. Chantel, one time I came over and I make really good guacamole. Christy, you make it from scratch and you're like pouring out the avocado and mashing it. Chantel, yeah, it's really good. Anyway, I brought the guacamole over and I saw you look at it. Everybody was kind of swarming it. Christy, they take it all. There will be none left. Chantel, yes, yeah. They were like, oh my gosh, Chantel brought guacamole. Let's go right after it. As soon as you saw it, you went to get a bowl and took my guacamole, took some chips on the side, and then put it in the refrigerator. It wasn't like it was that much longer. It was really weird. It was probably maybe 45 minutes to an hour later. I look at you and I'm like, what are you doing with that guacamole? And you're like, I don't want it to all be gone. And I'm not hungry right now. I'm going to save it. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. Christy, mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did. Then later when I was hungry, because everyone was still coming in and it wasn't a good time for me to eat because we were having a party that day. It was like a daytime fun party, so I wouldn't have enjoyed it if I scarfed down guacamole. I would have been hungry an hour later too, probably, because I wouldn't have even remembered eating. Later when everyone was there, I was relaxed. Then I could eat my guacamole. Chantel, you're so in tune with your body, really knowing when you're hungry and when you're full. The reason why I love intermittent fasting is because it allows you to get hungry. I feel like so many people, they don't even know what true hunger is because they never ever let themselves get to that point of being hungry. How do you handle sweets? Do you eat them? Do you crave them? Or have you cut them out completely? Christy, I have a story from over the holidays. I think it was probably last Christmas. I woke up. I had a couple of glasses of wine and I woke up the next morning and I had cookie crumbs underneath my boobs. I don't even know if I can say that or not. There were cookie crumbs, so I must have had too much to drink and then just decided I was eating Christmas cookies. I woke up the next morning. It was like a massacre, all the crumbs on me. So yes, I do eat sweets, but I don't eat sweets every day. And I don't think about sweets really ever. I know for my birthday, I want a really special birthday cake. It's a special treat. Chantel, if you had to say when you do eat sweets, would it be like 2 times a day? Christy, no. Chantel, I mean like 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 4 times a week? Christy, I couldn't put a number on it, to be honest with you. Before I go to bed, I like having a handful of chocolate chips sometimes. I might do that a couple of times a week, but that would be my sweets, like a handful of chocolate chips. I love pasta and I love bread. Chocolate cake, like my mom's double food cake, if that's in my house, that has to go. Chantel, but see how powerful that is? It's like in your mind, you're thinking, I can always have that later. I don't have to have it right now, and I don't have to have it every time. My big thing is after I finish eating, I almost always want something sweet to eat, so that's an issue for me. What does help me is, you know those Hershey Kisses? Christy, mm-hmm. Chantel, just to have those in your purse, like 1 or 2, and then having literally 1 Hershey Kiss. How would you feel about having 1 Hershey Kiss? Christy, if I wanted one, I would have it. But I have to be honest with you. Just the idea of putting a Hershey Kiss in my mouth right now after I ate, I'd feel like, ew, I've got to brush my teeth because I've got all that sugar sitting. No, I wouldn't have a Hershey Kiss. I could walk by the bowl of Hershey Kisses. Chantel, do you have sweets, like a bowl of sweets in your house at any time? Christy, I mean, maybe around Halloween when you pass out candy. But no, not in general. Chantel, I had this assistant one time. She had this little pack of donuts. You know, those little mini 6-packs? She had it sitting on her desk for literally 1.5 weeks. Every day I walked by and I saw those. Christy, and it was driving you crazy. Chantel, I'm like, God, she still hasn't eaten those donuts. Christy, when is she going to eat them? Chantel, every day I'd come by her desk, they'd be sitting there. Finally, she called out of work sick. And that day I was like, I'm eating those damn donuts. Christy, that's horrible. Chantel, I went and I ate 3 and then I put the cover back on. And then I went back and I ate the other 3. I told her. Actually, I went and replaced them. Christy, aw, that's so honest. Chantel, I went to the store, got the same ones and put them on her desk. Then she kept them there for another couple of days. But this is what I'm talking about. For somebody who is a thin eater like that, there's no magnetic pull on those donuts because in your mind, you could have the donuts whenever you wanted. Christy, you yourself know there's no shortage of donuts. Anytime you want a donut, you can go. Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, Duck Donuts, they're all around. Better quality donuts than the junky ones that you ate, to be honest with you. Chantel, yes. Christy, you wasted your calories on junk donuts that might have been stale because they'd been there for a week when you could have had a really quality, yummy donut. Chantel, that is such a great point because for the thin eater like you, if you're going to have something sweet, it has to be a 4 or a 5 on the enjoyment scale. Christy, yeah. Chantel, if it's less than a 4 or 5, you're not even going to waste your calories on that. Christy, or my time, right? I'll have a bite of it, and if it's not good, I'm done because I've already eaten a meal too by that point, because it's dessert. I don't care what everybody else around me is doing. If everybody else is sitting down eating, unless it's like a special occasion, just because we're having lunch, if I'm not hungry yet, I'm not eating right now. Chantel, well, a perfect example was when we all went to Missy's birthday lunch. Christy, I didn't even order anything. Chantel, you didn't order one thing because you said, you know what? I'm not hungry. Christy, I had no appetite. Chantel, and you're saving money too. Christy, yeah, right? I didn't even think about that. Chantel, you're saving money. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. Christy, thank you. I had fun. Interview with Logan. Chantel, all right, Logan. So tell me, what do your meals look like on a typical day? Logan, on a typical day, I do not eat breakfast. I have a moderate-sized lunch, and then dinner is where I kind of go and eat really whatever I want to, whatever I'm craving for the day. Chantel, perfect. If you had to say what size your lunch is, would you say it's like small or medium? Logan, typically my lunch portion size would be like a medium-sized lunch. Chantel, okay, so your lunch would be medium-sized. Your dinner would be large? Logan, correct. Chantel, okay, tell me what you ate yesterday. So you didn't eat breakfast. What did you have for lunch? Logan, for lunch, I actually ate Taco Bell. Chantel, okay, and how many tacos did you have? Logan, I had 2 tacos from Taco Bell. I was kind of in a hurry. Chantel, okay, and would that be about the portion size you'd have as 2 tacos? Logan, yeah, roughly. Chantel, okay, and then did you have any snacks in the afternoon? Logan, I did. I had dried fruit. It's like the tropical mix, so that's a normal kind of snack. Chantel, okay, and then for dinner, what did you have for dinner? Logan, for dinner I had, which is honestly typical for me because I work nights, so I eat at work, I had a chicken sandwich with a garden salad. Chantel, okay. And did you eat the entire chicken sandwich? Logan, I did eat the entire chicken sandwich. Chantel, okay. And then just a side garden salad? Logan, correct. And I typically put ranch dressing on the salad. Chantel, okay. And then do you ever count your calories or count the number of carbs that you're eating? Logan, no, I do not usually count calories or count carbs of any sort. Chantel, okay. And would you say you overeat at all? Or would you say that you just eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full? Logan, there are times that I do overeat. If I'm working a lot, I kind of catch up a little bit for the day if I haven't eaten. I'll do a little bit more than I probably should. Chantel, so let's say that on a scale of 0 to 5, 4 would be that you're full. 3.8 is you're not that full, but you're almost full. And then 5 would be like Thanksgiving Day stuffed, okay? So using that metric, would you say that when you stop eating, you're stopping at 3.8, stopping at 4, stopping at 4.2? Where would you stop eating on a normal basis? Logan, okay, on a normal basis of a scale 1 to 4, 4 being full, I usually try to go to like a 4.1 and get in all my food for my lifestyle. I'm always super busy, so I have to eat when I can eat. Chantel, okay, are there any foods for you that you would say are not negotiable, meaning like this is not a food that I'm going to eat, and why would that reason be? Logan, really, I'm very open with anything that I eat. I love trying new foods. The only foods that are super non-negotiable for me are the allergy foods that I have, obviously. Chantel, okay, describe those for me. Logan, I have an allergy to blue cheese and certain mushrooms, so I have to stay away from anything with mushrooms. Actually, I saw a study one time that they tested all the shiitake mushrooms in restaurants and stores, and a large percent of them came back to be a different species. So I avoid those at all costs. Kind of cuts out a lot of pasta. Other than that, I have some texture issues. I don't really like avocados. I don't like things that are solid for 1 second and then mush out. Chantel, give me an example of that. Logan, like avocados or jello or certain types of sushi. Other than that, I'm very open. I love exploring foods and trying everything. Chantel, good. And then do you feel like you ever have a window of weight? Do you say, I feel like my clothes are getting a little bit tighter. Maybe I'll back off of sugar? How much weight is that for you? Would you say it's like, when I gain more than 3 pounds, then maybe I'll kind of cut back my portion size? Or is it 5 pounds? What is the window of weight for you? Logan, my optimal window of weight that I kind of stay at is about 127. My concerns are usually when I go lower, like if I hit 125, that's when I'm like, oh, I need to incorporate some protein shakes or some extra bulk. The only thing I'm kind of concerned about is my salt and alcohol intake because I notice I get bloated. So that's the one portion of my diet that I really do keep track of because I retain a lot of water in my face in places. Chantel, got you. Now, what is your workout plan? Do you work out a lot or not work out at all? Logan, my workout plan is almost non-existent because as a bartender, my job is a super big workout. I'm on my feet anywhere between 8 to 17 hours a day, moving kegs, pouring drinks. So when I say I don't work out, really my lifestyle is super active. Chantel, got you. So when you're stressed, what would be some of the things besides food that you would do to kind of eliminate stress? Logan, my biggest stress eliminator that I love to do is just sit in the bottom of my shower for like an hour. Just enjoy it. I do aromatherapy. I love doing those with lavender and tea tree essential oils. Those help me a lot, especially with stress headaches. Other than that, I don't really do much for stress. Chantel, okay, perfect. And then name some of the foods you love to indulge in. So if you said, here's the foods that I love to indulge in, what would they be? Logan, my favorite indulgence food. I'm a super big country girl, so I call it the Irish diet. I love meat, cheese, and potatoes. If I've had a big week, that's my go-to. I want a nice steak dinner. I want baked potatoes. I want mac and cheese. Interview with Caitlin. Caitlin, my name is Caitlin. I'm a wedding hair and makeup artist. I do hair and makeup freelance, and I own my own business. Chantel, awesome. Tell everyone what your meals look like. What'd you eat yesterday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Caitlin, I just had a bowl of strawberries, maybe 5. Then for lunch, I didn't really have time to eat too much, and I saw a bag of chips in my car, so I ate a few of those, not too many. Then for dinner, my man and I went to a Chinese buffet, and we went all out. Chantel, so if you had to describe extra small, small, medium, and large, how many times would you say you eat in a day? Would you say you eat 2 times a day generally, 3 times a day? Caitlin, I would say I have a large to extra large meal once a day. Chantel, okay, so one of your meals is large or extra large, just depending on how hungry you are. Caitlin, yes. Chantel, and would you say mostly that's dinner? Caitlin, yes. Chantel, and is there ever an exception to that? Caitlin, maybe like once every 2 months, and then I wouldn't have a very big dinner, so maybe just lunch. Chantel, so let's say you guys were doing a big breakfast where it was a big family brunch. Would that be your big meal for the day? Caitlin, honestly, I still wouldn't eat that much. Chantel, you wouldn't because you enjoy eating at night? Caitlin, yes, if I was having a big family brunch or something, I would only eat maybe a croissant or something. I wouldn't eat that much. Chantel, got you. Because at the time your body really wants a large meal is around 5. Caitlin, I only eat when I'm hungry, yep. Chantel, you eat when you're hungry. So from what I've heard you say, you would say if you're going to eat breakfast, it's going to be something extra small. Caitlin, yes. Chantel, 4 strawberries. What's some other things that you would have? Caitlin, any kind of fruit, definitely. I love to eat fruit. Chantel, okay. So one of your meals is large or extra large, just depending on how hungry you are. Caitlin, yes. Chantel, and would you say mostly that's dinner? Caitlin, yes. Chantel, and is there ever an exception to that? Caitlin, maybe like once every 2 months, and then I wouldn't have a very big dinner, so maybe just lunch. Chantel, so let's say you guys were doing a big breakfast where it was a big family brunch. Would that be your big meal for the day? Caitlin, honestly, I still wouldn't eat that much. Chantel, you wouldn't because you enjoy eating at night? Caitlin, yes, if I was having a big family brunch or something, I would only eat maybe a croissant or something. I wouldn't eat that much. Chantel, got you. Because at the time your body really wants a large meal is around 5. Caitlin, I only eat when I'm hungry, yep. Chantel, you eat when you're hungry. So from what I've heard you say, you would say if you're going to eat breakfast, it's going to be something extra small. Caitlin, yes. Chantel, 4 strawberries. What's some other things that you would have? Caitlin, any kind of fruit, definitely. I love to eat fruit. Chantel, so either it's going to be extra small or nothing. And then for lunch, is it extra small or small? Caitlin, it's more on the small side. Chantel, small side. Caitlin, yeah, nothing too crazy though. Chantel, okay, describe some things that you would have for your small meal for lunch. Caitlin, sometimes I would go out with my dad. I love to have lunch dates with my dad, and we would go out to Chick-fil-A or something or McDonald's because he loves McDonald's, and I would have a 4-piece chicken nugget and a small fry, and that's it. Chantel, okay, And would you eat the entire four-piece chicken? Caitlin, yes. Chantel, okay. And the whole small fry? Caitlin, yeah. Chantel, great. And then to drink water? Caitlin, yeah. Water or sweet tea? I like sweet tea. Chantel, okay. And then what does your dinner look like? Dinner would be your large meal? Caitlin, yes. Dinner would definitely be a large meal. I eat almost anything. I love to go over to my parents' house for dinner, you know, just to be with them a lot because I love them. And mom would cook a huge meal and stuff. So we would have at least 4 to 5 sides and meat and stuff. And I would eat it all and have seconds. Chantel, okay. And how do you choose what to eat? Caitlin, I don't really. I just eat whatever. Chantel, but whatever your body wants? Caitlin, yeah. Chantel, so recap for me one more time the size of your meals and what you eat. Caitlin, all right. So for breakfast, I usually have an extra small meal or nothing at all. Lunch, I have a small meal or honestly nothing at all, depending on my workday. And then for dinner, I have a large to an extra large meal. Chantel, that's great. So would you say you eat slowly? Caitlin, yes. I eat very, very slowly. Usually I'm the last person to finish eating at the table. Chantel, name some of the foods you love to indulge in. Caitlin, like for snacks? Chantel, yeah. Caitlin, my favorite snacks are pretzels. Chantel, okay. Caitlin, fruits. I have a weird obsession with Lay's original potato chips. Chantel, my son loves Lay's original potato chips. Caitlin, yeah, I can eat a family-sized bag in 2 days. We have to keep 3 in the pantry and we have to go buy more every week. Chantel, you just love Lay's potato chips. Caitlin, oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. Chantel, that's funny. Caitlin, yeah. Chantel, now you eat a very small breakfast, if any at all. Chips, very small lunch. Your big meal is dinner. Would you say, though, that you ever overeat? Caitlin, no, I don't normally overeat. I just eat until I'm full. Chantel, okay, and let's just pretend that you were at Burger King. Caitlin, okay. Chantel, I love when you said you got a 4-piece kids meal with a small fry at Chick-fil-A. What would you order if you went to Burger King? What would you eat? Caitlin, if I went to Burger King for lunch, I'd probably just get a small nugget. I think it's either a 6 or a 4. I would get that and then small fries. That's it. Chantel, do you usually leave food on your plate? Caitlin, sometimes yes, yeah. Chantel, and do you ever count calories or count carbs? Caitlin, nope. I've never counted calories and never counted carbs. Never looked at how much sugar, cholesterol, any of that. Nope. Chantel, and do you ever deprive yourself of any foods at all? Caitlin, no, I never cut back on food or think, oh, I shouldn't eat this or I shouldn't eat that. I just eat whatever I'm craving. Chantel, how do you know that you're physically hungry? What are some of the symptoms that you have? Caitlin, some of my symptoms are I feel tired or grumpy, very grumpy. I can get hangry and my stomach starts to hurt. And usually if it's not close to a big meal, I just find a granola bar or just a small snack that I can eat to hold me off until my next big meal. Chantel, got you. I've heard different people talk about that. Let's say you were going to eat dinner at 4 and you're going to have a big dinner, but at 2 you start getting hungry. What are some things that you would do to keep you from being hungry? Caitlin, I wouldn't eat at all. Chantel, you wouldn't eat? Caitlin, no. If I knew I was going to have a very big meal or going out with family or going to a big buffet or something and I was starting to be hungry at 2 or even 1, I wouldn't eat at all. Chantel, okay. Do you ever have any kind of snacks in your purse like almonds or a granola bar or anything like that? Caitlin, I usually have some pretzels and a granola bar. Chantel, in your purse? Caitlin, yeah. Chantel, and are there any foods for you that you just refuse to eat under any circumstances? Caitlin, oh my goodness, I am such a picky eater. I only eat what I like. So if somebody puts something in front of me and I don't like it, I'll maybe have a few bites to be nice, but I won't eat it. And after I leave, I would go get something that I do like. So I can name so many things that I don't like. I don't like cauliflower. I don't like spinach. I'm not a big smoothie person. Just honestly, a lot of things. I don't like certain kinds of steak. I won't eat brown rice. Chantel, okay, but there's no food that you ever say, I can't have this food because it's too many calories. You've never said that? Caitlin, never. I will never say, oh, I can't eat this because there's that many calories in it. Chantel, got you. Do you ever feel like you are preoccupied with food or do you only think about food when you're physically hungry? Caitlin, I only think about food when I'm hungry. I'm never thinking about my next meal or thinking, oh, when am I going to eat again? No, I have other things to focus on.